The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
When you hear about retirement, do you panic at the thought of how life will be for you in retirement? Or you're excited to open a new chapter of your life? Good morning, welcome to another interesting episode of Stockwatch on Radio. It's the fourth day in the month of November 2021, and today is the day we'll get to talk about retirement. How prepared are you? Before we go into the details, let's take a look at the transactions on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday. The Nigerian stock market on Wednesday closed on negative notes as the All Share Index declined by 0.09% to close at 41,975.45 points from the previous close of 42,013.39 points. The market capitalization declined by 0.09% to close at 21.906 trillion naira from the previous close of 21.925 trillion naira, thereby shedding 19 billion naira. An aggregate of 292.94 million units of shares were traded in 4,899 deals, valued at 2.06 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 13 equities emerged as gainers against 20 equities that declined in their share prices. Multiverse and Universal Insurance led other gainers with 10% growth, closing at 22 kobo respectively. Honeywell and Sterling Bank, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.78% and 6.85% respectively. Lasako led other price decliners as it shed 9.40% of its share price to close at 1 naira 6 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 17 kobo. Chance PLC and Sovereign Trust Insurance, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 8.33% respectively. Going on a quick break now. You'll get to meet our guest on the program when I come back. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. We do not have all day, so let's get to meet our guest for today. Hello, good morning, sir. Our audience would like to meet you.
Good morning, madam. I'm Dr. Christopher Olusoji Ogunbeko, MNSC, FICOM, a retiree from Lagos Civil Service. I retired in 2013. I'm an engineer, a project manager, a marketing manager, an education mentor, a counselor, an author. I'm a pastor, by the grace of God, a husband of one wife with four children. The immediate past executive PTA chairman of Command Day Secondary School, Ilesi Nijabodi Ogun State, Southwest Nigeria. The immediate past Community Development Association chairman, and presently the chairman Constitution Drafting Committee under the Nigerian Army Education Corps, which was executed on Saturday, 30th of October. So they started using the constitution that drafted for the first time in the history of Nigerian Army Education Corps in Nigeria on the 30th day of October.
Your portfolio is an interesting one, sir.
So, we thank God for that.
At what point did your professional career start, sir?
My professional career started, it's in four stages. I would say it's in four stages. First and foremost, I'm my technical school product from MENA, Niger State, where I studied electrical installation work for 5 years. I graduated in 1974. So I started practicing engineering at that time as an artisan, as far back as 1974. Then the second stage, when I obtained or earned my ordinary national diploma equivalent in electrical engineering practice, I began to practice engineering as a craftsman. Then the third stage, when I earned my higher national diploma equivalent, which is advanced diploma from the City and District of London Institute in electrical and electronic engineering, I began practicing engineering as a technologist. Then finally, as an engineer, when I earned my degrees.
Interesting. So, sir, at what point in your career did you start making plans for your retirement, knowing that your retirement will definitely come one day? So, at what point did you start planning towards it?
Realistically, it will interest you to know that I had less than 2 years before I started planning for my retirement, which I saw then as just too late. Too late because I'm such an engineer that Lagos State Civil Service utilized me to the brim. They really made use of me when I was in service to the brim, to the extent that I did not even remember that I was retiring. So my immediate director at that time, I would not want to mention his name because he just retired. I think in April, as a permanent secretary, he just retired from Ministry of Works and Infrastructure. I think I've just mentioned his name with the Ministry of Works and Infrastructure. So he called me one day and said, Engineer Ogundoka says I come. I went to him. He said, when are you retired? Oh, God, she's C5. He said, are you sure? I said, oh, God, C5. And I called the secretary, bring the nominal roll. She brought the nominal roll, we not checked. And I found out, that was in 2011. And I found out that you have less than 2 years to retire. I started shedding tears because I had nothing in my kitties. I didn't plan for it, I didn't prepare for it. And he just encouraged me and said, don't you worry, we will do something for you. Because that is why we came to us. Unfortunately for me, 6 months after he said this, he was posted out of my ministry. And that collapsed everything.
Wow, that's interesting. So this late planning, how has it affected you?
This late planning...
As in planning late for retirement, you didn't know on time. Some people planned immediately they entered service. But you had 35 years to plan, and you didn't plan on time until like 2 years to when you were going to retire. So planning late, how has it affected you?
Negatively. It affected me negatively. I didn't plan for it. When I was retiring from service, I had less than 5,000 in my two accounts. One salary account, which is current, and the other one, savings account, where I put my TP. I mean, there's no need I care less. I'm no more under the rules and purposes of the state government or anybody for that matter. So I think I'm obliged to tell Nigerians the truth. You know, I used to do PT, private practice, so at that time. So if you merge the two accounts together, I had less than 5,000 naira in that account. So it affected me negatively. In fact, I really swear. Thank God for my wife. I think it would have taken my life, if not for my wife and God.
Wow. So currently in retirement, what are you doing, sir?
I'm still practicing engineering, but not to its fullest. And I'm worshiping God. I'm a house pastor with the Citadel Global Community Church, former Lateran Assembly. And I'm doing one or two things. If not for my health challenges, I was mentoring Lagos Technical Colleges. This technical time in Lagos, they used to call me father of technical education in Nigeria because my input in the development of technical colleges in Lagos gave birth to the current and only technical university in Nigeria based in Ibadan. I'm still planning, if all things go well with my health, I'm still planning to go back and continue my mentoring with the technical school pupils.
And that would definitely earn you some income, right?
No, it's for free. Oh, for Lagos State, it's for free. Because Lagos State government, I need to say this. Lagos State government invested in me, not that they spent their whole money in my education, but they invested in me in the sense that they utilized me, opened my understanding to the practice of engineering, and that it blew my mind, and then it looked me up to many people, so that at the point of my retiring, a job was already waiting for me, a job of about 0.5 million naira a month, which I never earned till I left service.
So retirement is definitely good for you. You're a professional, and your work never stops, so your work is still going on fine, even while in retirement. Even though you didn't really plan ahead so much for retirement, you're still living good in retirement then.
Well, I will hinge that on the grace of God and the input of my wife, the support of my wife. I will hinge it on that. If you say after retirement, things were moving on well for me, madam, unfortunately, you were not there when I retired. And you didn't know what I passed through during that retirement period. That's about 9 years ago now, a little over 9 years ago now. If I tell you, you won't believe me. I said earlier on, I almost ran mad. To the intent that my wife in us, she's still in service with the Lagos State University Teaching Hospital. She's the deputy director now, by the grace of God. She had to teach my children how to inject me in case they found out that daddy is behaving this. She told them everything, educated them. So you just inject him and call me. So we use ambulance to come and pick you. So she has prepared that. It was when I came out of it that all of them opened up. I started shedding tears again because I'm an emotional person. So really, coming out of service, Retirement is not good. I have to be frank with you. Retirement is not good. It's not good for one who did not plan.
Exactly.
Or one who does not plan. It's not good. But for you that plan, or you that maybe you had the opportunity to embezzle funds, to be corrupt, and then you have something to fall back on, which of course I do not buy such idea. Because if we have done that when I was in service, I don't think there will be Ministry of Works and Infrastructure today. I think like that. But we didn't do that. So except for that, then you will say, when you retire, retirement is good. But those that followed my footsteps, believe me, ask them, interview them, they will tell you that retirement is not good. And when you talk of planning for retirement, you cannot plan for retirement without finance. So how do I put it now? What has government put in place for those retiring that when they retire, within the next 1 month or 2 months, they won't even feel it. This is what will happen to them. When you retire some 5 years, some 8 years, they've not received their proper package. Their gratuity, they've not. Some even 10 years, they have not. Some people retire with me, and they're still complaining that, my chief will retirement me. And I say, but I was so lucky in my own. I don't use, I wonder 1 year. I got my return, but in that 1 year, I must be frank with you, I saw heaven on earth. I saw heaven on earth.
That's interesting. All right, some are happy to retire. Like, they enjoy retirement, they have time to travel, they have time for their personal businesses, they have time for their grandchildren, they have time to do those things that they couldn't do. For you, what has been that thing you had always wanted to do out of civil service that you now have time to do?
One of the things that I agitated when I was in service that I would want to do after retirement was to practice engineering profession to the maximum, to impact people. You understand what I'm saying? To impact people. And in one area, the Lord assisted me to achieve it. Achieve it because when I was retiring, someone had that Ogundeko might retire, Ogundeko is retiring so time. So they tapped an office for me. And after they tapped that office for me, I just received a call after my retirement. Sir, we learned that you have retired. I said, yes. We are so company. Could you please come to our company, so place? They gave me the address, Western House in Lagos, time. And I went. And that was the day I started work. They didn't interview me. They just showed me my office and I started work with them. And I was shocked. And that was where I began to earn 500,000 naira a month. But I was not satisfied. I was not satisfied because I wanted to be on my own. So I think I spent a little over 1 year with them. At that time, they opened the extension and the offices and branches, whatever. Then I left to now form my own group, a consultancy firm called Priscilla Ventures Nigeria Limited. Unfortunately, I don't think I spent 2 years before it collapsed. And coronavirus did not even help matters. And that was throughout last year, coronavirus did not help matters.
All right, you have heard it all from Mr. Ogundeko. Retirement was already knocking on his door before it dawned on him that his days in employment will soon be over. Imagine having only 2 years to plan. That's an interesting one. He got lucky, I must say. He had the support of his wife, and his acquired skills while in employment also paved way for him. I wonder how he would have survived if he had no support from any corner at all. You and I may not be as lucky as him, so let us start the planning now. If you are listening to me this morning, do not live in regret in retirement when you can start planning now. We'll bring you the concluding part of this interview next week, Thursday, because our time will not permit Engineer Ogundeko to share it all this morning. It's a wrap on the retirement episode today. Thank you all for listening. Tomorrow Friday is dedicated to responding to questions sent in by our listeners. If you're yet to send in, yes, send an SMS to 0703-134-1703. I'll take that again, 0703-134-1703. Or drop the question on our Telegram platform. I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Bye for now.